Hey, what's up, guys? Happy Sunday, everyone. Dr. Tom here, and welcome back. You're listening to the Fireside Chat on the Positivity Effect Podcast. And you're here, you're hanging out with me, just me and me alone, but it's going to be a good one. This is the third Fireside Chat of 2016. I have some big news. I've been enjoying this journey so much. The conversations, the connections with you guys, the listeners, it's all been so awesome. So I decided I'm going to 10x the positivity effect in 2016 for you. The positivity effect is going to become a daily podcast. And don't worry if you can't listen to everything. The content will be there, though. And the way it works, or the way it's going to work, is you're going to hear 4 interviews throughout the week, but each one is going to be broken up over 2 days. So like 25 to 30 minutes each. In addition, you're still going to hear from me on the Sunday Fireside Chat, and I have some great interviews lined up for 2016, and I am super excited to announce this to you guys, so looking forward to it. And tomorrow, we have on an online marketing guru from India. His name is Harneet Bala, and Harneet has a great story of how he's an online marketer, and he had a business. He had a brick-and-mortar office, and The business had failed, and you know, it was really tough, but he was able to pick himself up, bounce back from that, and do it again. And Harneet is a very inspiring individual. He's very centered, and he knows, you know, he's very connected with himself, in terms of giving back to others, it's a very powerful emotion for him. It's something that he focuses on in giving back in whatever you're doing in life. And he's really inspiring, and he's the definition of someone who works really hard for their dreams. So you can catch that interview tomorrow. It'll go live 5 a.m. Eastern, positivityeffect.com, as well as on iTunes. And if you love the Positivity Effect, guys, please spread the word. Help me create a ripple effect of positivity. So guys, thank you everyone. Seriously, thank you for joining me on the show. I just want to talk about the power of motivational quotes today. Did you ever feel guilty for posting a motivational quote, maybe on your Facebook, on your Twitter, your Instagram? You know what? Let's just forget internet all along too. How about just posting something on a post-it note or a piece of paper on your wall at your office or on your cubicle or maybe somewhere in your home? Don't feel guilty. It's not worth your time or your mental energy listening to someone else's negative energy if they say, why are you doing that? Or what's the point of doing that? Quotes can be very powerful, and they can lift you up at just the right moment. And it doesn't have to be an actual quote. It could be an inspirational song lyric, for example. Not too long ago, I changed my alarm clock to a motivational speech. The regular blaring beep, it just wasn't doing it for me anymore. Now, I'll be honest, the first time I did this, I wasn't flying out of bed. But what started to happen was, as I heard it in the morning, it became a habit. It kind of kicked my brain into gear. And now when I hear it, my mind, it just jumps right to where I want it to go. And it's so much easier for me to wake up. So in my own life, this is just a small example of the power of the written spoken word. There's a reason I think that we put so much emphasis on a speech, because they move us. When someone gives a speech, ultimately they're hoping to create some sort of emotional reaction in their listeners. And when you hear the word speech, what comes to mind? A president giving a powerful declaration to his or her nation? A motivational guru like Tony Robbins telling a very compelling story on stage at one of his live events using metaphors and imagery, and it's just so powerful that you get the goosebumps, and it puts you in a place mentally where you're so fired up about life. So thinking of that, that's where quotes come from. They come from speeches. So use quotes. Use them all the time. They come from books. They come from lyrics. Take quotes, write them down, print them out, put them everywhere, on your mirror, on the dash of your car, next to your bed, on your monitor at work. Write one down and put it inside your wallet. We're exposed to thousands and thousands of advertisements every single day. A lot of them negative too. You know, you think of advertisements about fast food and maybe TV shows or movies that are, you know, have a negative spin or energy to them. So if you're going to be, no matter what, exposed to things throughout the day, you know, subliminally, why not make a few of them positive? Train your brain for success and positive thinking, and you'll start to see changes in how you see the world. It's not about just white knuckling yourself to be more positive, but the more positive messages and positive books you read, or books that are helping to grow your brain, and or people, and surrounding yourselves with some people that are looking to uplift you in life, you just will start to be more positive. It'll just start to be basically who you are. And it's not like you're going to be white knuckling it to change who you are. It just becomes, you become basically kind of through osmosis. You know, even when you're looking to have a new diet, it's not about just removing everything from your diet and, you know, only eating spinach 7 days a week, three times a day. And most nutritionists would say you have to add little things in. And as you add these more nutritional items in, your taste buds for the things that are more negative for your body start to diminish, and you start to enjoy the healthier foods. And I think that's the same thing for having more positive messages in your life. You know, we always say this on the show, it's not about walking around and just smiling when something bad happens. It's about just putting your mind in the right place, because our mind, you know, it could be our greatest asset or our worst enemy. You know, that person, that face that's staring us back in the mirror every morning is going to be our biggest challenge, our biggest enemy at times, if we're not, you know, ready to face it and we're not feeding it with the right information. So feed your brain, guys, with the right information. We're about 3 weeks into 2016. Remember, if you already have fallen short of your New Year's resolutions, don't put your goals off until 2017. Start today. Start kicking butt today in every area of your life. We all have the capability to be great in every area of our life, and it starts in the mind. So take care, guys. Talk to you tomorrow on my interview with Harneet, and I'll talk to you again also in the next Sunday Fireside Chat. Take care. Hey, thank you so much for listening to this episode of The Positivity Effect. I promise to keep sharing inspiring stories with the guests each and every Monday. I hope you feel inspired, and I hope that we stirred some self-reflection in you on topics like transparency and compassion and empathy. Please check out the website at positivityeffect.com. Sign up for the newsletter, and I'll send you some tips to get you thinking more positively. I would also love to hear from all of you, so please write to me, because every Sunday I'm going to share an inspiring story from one of the listeners, just like yourself. If you have a story where you exhibited compassion towards someone or you paid it forward, I'd love to hear about it. So thanks again. If you love the show, please head over to iTunes, leave a review. It means the world. Take care, and talk to you next Monday.